Hello. I give you a short, really a short introduction in the of the predecessors of Second Life. Second Life is not a phenomenon which comes from out nothing. It has a history, and it's not the Second Life history, but the history of metaversen. I want to give you an introduction in, and that's the point I'm interested in. In a Second Life, you all know there's a lot of questioning if Second Life is a game or not, but what in my opinion is out of question, that somehow without games there would have been no Second Life. And so in my view as the director of the Computer Game Museum, Second Life is a very interesting involvement from out the games. Games has a long, long history which goes back since the very earliest computers, and games has one really big impact because they changed the relationship between the computer and the human user completely and turned it into the opposite. Before games exist, the user had to adopt himself to the machine. He has to learn the language of the machine, Maschinensprache, machine language. Computer games turned that into the opposite. And I think that's also an aspect we will talk about later when we talk about the future of the internet. And one argument is that Second Life gives us a glimpse of the future of the internet, because now we can move through the internet, we can navigate through the internet like in reality and don't must learn special abilities. And so this is why I make this short introduction. Yeah, so let's see how it all started. Like I said, computer games started very early, late 40s, 50s, 70s, and they grew into the academic labs, and then became commercially interesting early 70s, and this is very much related to this Pong game. And then, after a few years, okay, let's start with some words. This Habitat game I just showed you before use a programmatic has a really programmatic title, and I'm sorry that this lecture is in German for the people here. I try to translate it in short. It means a home of human, and then it's also the name of it became also the name of a home, of a human home on other planets. And so this is of course a very programmatic title from one of these first commercial metaversen. And then I also had the history of the word avatar, which comes from Sanskrit and means the re-embodiment or the embodiment of a god into on the earth. And you see here a short history where when this word avatar was used in the context of games, it happened 84, and okay, but became popular with the well-known Snow Crash of Neal Stephenson. Okay. So, and here we see how it started. It started 1979 with MUD. This stands for Multi-User Dungeon, and was a text-based Metaversum. Was programmed in the academic context. It was not a commercial product, but then in 84 it became commercially it was commercially used. Then another important thing is here Monster, because one important aspect of Second Life is of course all this that user generated content, and this happened in 1988 already, and it was development of Mutt, and here I can show you. But just imagine a text file, and you have to write text to navigate through this world, and you got your feedback. What happened via text? It's just like reading a book. It's not very difficult to imagine. And Monsters is the first where the users could create their own content, could add rooms, and could tell the story. And here's a small statistic, how many of these worlds exist in the early 90s. Okay. Yeah, and then allow me to give you a short sneak preview what might become interesting in the future. Let's come back to Habitat, because it's really an important thing, and Robin just told me that it was also important for the creation of Second Life. It was the first graphical metaversum, and it was 2D, like we can see here, really a milestone. And you see here how it develops over the years, different contexts. Then here, let's come to that one. Now we are entering the area of 3D. That's in the middle of the 90s. The graphic cards standards developed at this time. The PC became a 3D gaming platform, and on this technical base, these 3D virtual worlds were created, and this is the first one, and one of the last long-lasting ones until now. It's still online. You can go into that and have a look how it looks. I found old screenshots, 10 years old, and you see the coordinates in the title line, and if you use that coordinates and go to this location, you can look if it looks the same or it has developed. It's really an interesting kind of virtual archaeology. Then here's Second Life. I think we will hear a lot. That's another interesting thing. And I only want to point you at one thing. I just read announcement which might become an important combination of gaming and real money transfer. Real money transfer is one of the essentials of Second Life, and this is an announcement. It's just in the beta testing phase. Quai, you can earn money by hitting the other players. So it's a mixture between a casino game and first person shooter, and on the opposite, you lose money if you were hit, and you have to pay for the ammo. Yeah, for the ammo. What is the ammo? Yeah, aber wie ist der lang? Ammunition. Yeah, you have to pay for the ammunition. That's their business model, and it's very simple idea. But in my so I expect that might become really an important mixture of gaming and real money transfer. Okay, I think the 10 minutes are over, and I will have the opportunity to drop the one or the other thought while the discussion, and so please, the next one.
Thank you, Andreas Lange.